This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.N. Security Council has again delayed a vote on a watered-down resolution to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza. The United States now backs that resolution, but other countries support a stronger text that would include the now-eliminated call for the urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Revised draft resolution was discussed behind closed doors for over an hour by council members. Because there were significant changes, many said they needed to consult their capitals before a vote, which is now expected Friday. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told reporters that the United States backs the new text, and if it put to vote, the U.S. will support it. After 11 weeks of war in Gaza, the Israeli military campaign against Hamas now sits among the deadliest and most destructive in history. The Palestinian death toll is approaching 20,000, and satellite data shows that one-third of structures across the tiny enclave have been destroyed completely. A data analyst says that Gaza is now a different color from space as a result of the bombardment and shelling. The Israeli military has said little about what kinds of bombs and artillery it's using, but from blast fragments found on site in their analysis of strike footage, experts are confident the vast majority of the bombs dropped in Gaza are U.S. made. A gunman killed at least 14 people and seriously wounded 25 others at a Prague university on Thursday before being eliminated, according to police and Prague emergency services. Czech police said shortly after 3 p.m. that they were responding to the shooting of Charles University's Faculty of Arts building before reporting that the shooter had been eliminated. Police sealed off the square in the area adjacent to the building located in the busy part of the town that is popular street leading tourists to Old Town Square. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.